Midterm mysteries. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It may be days before control of Congress is decided, but the White House says the president is preparing to work with a potential new House leader.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre didn't reveal details of a Wednesday conversation between President Biden and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who could become Speaker. She did say the president's intention is to see where there may be common ground.
This is a president who has made that a priority, not just as president, but as vice president and also as senator. And so he's, just as long we are delivering for the American people, that is something that he wants to see.
Jean-Pierre says Leader McCarthy's ascension is not assured. Many more midterm votes still need to be counted.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Two Senate races also remain too close to call in Nevada and Arizona, which has hundreds of thousands of ballots still to count. Earlier today, the president saying he'll oppose any effort to undo his agenda after a new report showing less inflation than expected in October. Tonight, President Biden heads to Egypt for a UN climate change summit. Next week, he'll be in Indonesia for the G20, where he's set to hold his first in-person meeting with China's President Xi on the sidelines.
The White House says the two leaders will discuss efforts to maintain and deepen lines of communication, managing competition responsibly, and working together where interests match up, adding the discussions will include a wide range of regional and global issues.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The White House won't say what tense topics might be raised, including Taiwan, for instance, or the origins of COVID. Tropical storm Nicole racing across Florida toward the Gulf after hitting near Vero Beach is a rare November hurricane early today. Some homes collapsing in areas previously damaged by Hurricane Ian. First winter storm of the season from the Rockies could dump up to 18 inches of snow in North Dakota. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An emergency request to the U.S. Supreme Court to repeal a COVID vaccine mandate in New York City is rejected. It's an ongoing fight involving municipal workers.
The Alliance Defending Freedom asked the Supreme Court to step in and remove a requirement that New York City workers have the COVID vaccine. Justice Sonia Sotomayor declined to do so while their appeal plays out. The group defending police officers, firefighters, and teachers on religious liberty grounds wrote that these workers have lost their livelihoods and are losing their homes, that there's now proof the vaccine doesn't stop the spread of COVID, and that an injunction here would simply put these workers on par with the city's private sector workers, for whom the mandate was removed by New York's mayor this fall. Late last month, a state Supreme Court judge ruled the city had to reinstate 16 sanitation workers to their jobs with back pay.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The attorney general for Washington, D.C. is suing the Washington Commanders, the team's owner, the NFL, and the NFL commissioner. It's a civil complaint accusing them of violating consumers' rights by deceiving them about workplace misconduct in the organization, which remains the focus of multiple investigations. The National Toy Hall of Fame welcomes new members.
It's been played with for at least 6,000 years, but the spinning top has just made it into the National Toy Hall of Fame, along with two other inductees, a much-loved light-up peg toy.
Light, 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 turn on the magic of shiny night.
It's only 55 years old and the Masters of the Universe line of action figures, which includes the iconic He-Man and She-Ra. They beat out a field of 12 finalists, which included Nerf, Pound Puppies, and Spirograph. The chief curator of the National Strong Museum of Play calling them enduring classics that have stood the test of time. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
An hour to the close, the Dow is up 1,080 points. That's more than 3%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.